Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Deva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Deva Abdul. And please check out our blog, devaabdul.com, where today I put up the day's promo clip for the week of December 5th, plus the spoiler pictures and the latest raid. So you'll find that all there. And yeah. And the newsletter, you can sign up and you get the you get an email once a day from the blog if there's something new on there, so you know what's going on. Facebook, we have a Facebook page, Deva Days of Our Lives, and I have a friend page under my name, Carrie Messner. But I have two of our personal account and the public account. So join the public one, and it says my nickname is Deva Abdul. So I've been getting friends requests lately for my personal one. I don't accept people I don't know personally. Sorry. And here, I know, because I was wondering, why am I getting all these strangers? And it must be the blog. So, yeah, go to the other one. One has the hourglass avatar. Okay. So if you see a picture of a blonde, that's my personal account. Go to the one with the hourglass.
They just think that's the diva, you know.
Yes, that's the diva. There she is. And
yeah,
yeah,
there
she is. Diva. She won't my friend request. I'm get the avatar one with the hourglass. So you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can subscribe to our page on iTunes also. That way you automatically get all of our shows and download them to your account within 24 hours, so you don't have to miss anything. And tonight we have both the girls here. Tonight we have Marianne.
Hello.
And where can we find you on Twitter?
I'm at mama_hooch on Twitter.
And we've got our girl Anna here tonight, too.
Hello. You can find me at Kazi Hooch.
Yes, and I want to pimp our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Even though Bob's lately has been busier on Facebook, I don't know why he gave up on Twitter. But you still can go nag Bob on Twitter if you want to. So,
yeah,
it was mostly an
and
happy
Amy.
Week.
And Amy.
And Amy, yes. And
Amy.
Pretty Hatton. Wife, too.
Yeah. And also at Lauren Coslow, at Teo Penglis, two of our faves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Condre fans.
Oh, yeah. At
we're still hoping, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know, but Eduardo's been, Eduardo's been.
He's moving
been
in.
Spending a lot of time with Kate,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a little hoochie-coochie.
and Andre was nowhere to be seen on Thanksgiving.
I know, what's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know where he wasn't. Yeah, Chad made the comment, somebody was asking about where he spent on Thanksgiving or something, said he'd rather have martinis at the Salem Inn than turkey at the mansion. So
aww.
I guess Andre's out drinking martinis and at the Salem Inn by himself. I don't know. Because he wasn't all
that's
week.
A bummer.
So. Yeah, I know. So.
Aww. Poor Andre.
So Eduardo's kind of moving in on Kate there. So.
Yeah. Those are some pretty, pretty. I saw some of the week before and then I saw little bits and pieces, but I did manage to see Tuesday's scenes with Kate and Eddie, and they're pretty hot too. I don't know. I think there would be a good triangle there with Condre and Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Andre's even been
in scenes with Eduardo, has he? I don't think. Have they? Like Andre and...
Not yet.
No. Maybe. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah. So... Anyway, so there were some sweet scenes. They, Kate and Eddie spent Thanksgiving together, and
Eddie.
She, huh?
Eddie.
What?
I like, yeah. Eddie. Yeah.
And they kissed at the end of the scene, at the end of the show. Now, I didn't get to see the rest of the week, so I don't know what happened after that. But they're cute. I liked the way Kate kept saying something like, that's not the, she'd say things like, I guess because he said, well, I guess, you should know I'm doing my shipments through Titan. And she's like, oh, that's not the, so you're in bed with them, the competition. And she says, that's not the bed I envisioned you in, or something like that. And then later on, she said something about pillow talk and other things. And it's like, he's like, boy, there's sure a lot of references to beds and sheets and pillows or something like that. It was cute. So, yeah. So Eddie's moving in, trying to get something going with Kate. So interesting stuff. And so that's it. It's about the extent of what I saw this week. I saw some of last week, but Adrienne, I saw her bleeding. Sarah passed out and bleeding. So I guess this is leading into her cancer story. Is that right?
Yeah.
I guess. Did Kayla say what it is yet? Or she got the test results, right? I might have missed some of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it's actually, I wasn't sure where it was aired, what parts had aired yet.
What's that? Yeah. That was interesting. Did you see the scenes with Adrienne and Sunny locked them in the room with Justin and Lucas? It's because she couldn't make up her mind. She still hasn't. We still don't know. It's like, come on, Adrienne.
It's really
kind of
making Adrienne look bad. I wish they weren't doing that.
Yeah, kind of.
That's
kind of funny. Yeah, Lucas and Justin were kind of funny.
Because
Lucas hit Justin and,
That's
then,
right.
Then they turned on Adrienne and were saying about her grinding her teeth while she's sleeping. And she got pissed at both of them. Yes, they kind of turned on her. That was funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So that was funny. So, but they've been, and then they were fighting in the room, and then she passed out, and then she went to the hospital, and then they started fighting in the hospital. Almost fighting in the hospital. And Sunny had to come between them. And even Marlena had to come and yell at them.
Oh, geez.
So interesting. So
who's she gonna pick?
I wonder.
Don't you kind of think she's not worth all the effort? Or is that just me?
I don't know. That's what Kate thinks. Yeah, Kate told Lucas.
Aww.
She told him. Lucas should know better by now.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
Lucas is, I never get the girl, so, poor
Lucas. Aw, poor Lucas.
He doesn't.
Well, I like that Lucas is getting some airtime, and, I think they're cute together and stuff. Of course, I love Wally, too, but I kind of like that they're mixing it up with, not going with the traditional super couple thing all the time and stuff. I kind of like that because...
I like Lucas, but I still like her with Justin better than Lucas. Lucas looks, even though I don't know how far apart in age they are, Lucas still looks younger, too much younger than Adrienne.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what's your point, Marianne?
I don't know.
I never really cared for them together.
We need to
but
do
yeah,
that.
I,
maybe we'll put Lucas and Anne together. They were kind of going there, so that would be different.
I don't know. I have to admit, I saw their scenes after I had heard about them, and they weren't as bad as I mean, the actors did fine, but I was kind of cringing at the idea, and they were actually kind of cute together, but I would never, ever envision them together, but,
That's sometimes
right.
what they
but
do.
You're right,
is...
Carrie, as far, Carrie, you're right, though, as far as Adrienne, it's like she, it seems like all of her fun, good things are off screen. Is it just me? It's like, they talk about all these things they went through and did and this and that and the other, but it's like, most of that was done off screen, so it's like most of the time when she's on screen, she's really not that fun. But But I am glad, though. I mean, I really like her as a person and as an actress and stuff. But I just, and I love having Brian, you know, have a story, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. So I guess I'm trying to support. I think the story is going to go on for a while. So it'll be, at least it's not the classic Dustin and Adrian get back together and then they become boring again, you know? So mm-hmm. at least we're kind of seeing, and it's kind of cute to have the men, even though I agree, Carrie, that I don't know the way they present Adrian sometimes. I don't know that, I'm not quite sure what they're fighting over at times, but at the same time, it is kind of fun to see these two grown men. Like kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, and Justin did wait a little bit too long and, you know, a little bit too late. Even Sunny pointed that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Sunny said, you could have wait, you know, you could have came, you know, a lot earlier than just right at the church, you know, and let her
yeah.
know. Like, why all of a sudden? Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. I loved when Kate was describing the wedding to, I guess, when Eddie was like, so how was the wedding? And she's like, well, as Salem weddings go, it wasn't as bad as, you know, it could have been worse, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, she's like, you know, no one blew the place up or did, you know, you just kind of listed off some different
Nobody
things
Nobody put,
that
a, porn, put a porn movie on. You know,
yeah,
about
exactly.
No porn movies,
yeah.
or
yeah.
nobody crashed through the window,
through the
or
window of the church.
Yeah,
yeah. So Salem weddings go. It was okay, but it ended up being left at the altar. Yeah. But anyway, it was kind of funny. And she said, "At least I came out." She goes, "At least I made some money on the deal or something like that." He goes, "You bet against your own son."
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty funny. So anyway.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
No, I just kind of don't think, you know, seriously, that Adrian's worth it. But I mean, Judy Evans is so hysterically funny on her own. So
uh-huh.
you think she would be great with Brian Dottillo, because he's hilarious.
Oh yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm glad they're all getting screen time. That's nice. I mean,
yeah.
this is a heck of a story for two actors that are recurring. So.
Yeah. Right. Usually they're not on a lot, but now they've been having more story.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of torn because I think. Seriously, Justin is a douche. I mean, yeah, he made that great
yeah.
gesture with Adrian, but then his eyes always wander. He always kind of
yeah.
takes her for granted. In the past couple months,
uh-huh.
he's treated her like crap and been just really insulting
yeah.
and rude, so I don't know. So,
and like this
know.
Has treated her so well, and just, I don't know. It's like...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was so sweet when, you know, the whole thing at the altar, and he was like sharing all these things about her that they had that she could be herself with Lucas and all this stuff that she didn't have with Justin. So, you know, it's like, oh, that was so sweet.
Hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Lucas did stay his case pretty well. You know, when he was telling her. Uh-huh. I can't remember exactly, but did, you know, state his case very well.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Who didn't?
Lucas did.
No,
yeah,
Lucas
he had a great
did.
Speech the
yeah.
other day. Yeah, he did.
He had a good speech, yeah. I wish I could remember exactly what he said, but yeah. If I don't write it down, which is what I do sometimes when somebody has a good line,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know, oh, I've had a good line, but then I don't know exactly how it was.
I think, oh, I'm going to remember that. And I'm like,
but
I don't.
Oh, this old brain, I'm telling you, it's fried and used by the end of the day. And 1 week goes together like with the other week. It's like, okay, did this happen this week or last week? You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I'm kind of disappointed in a way that the triangle is kind of, I don't know if it's being put on a hold or not because of Adrian's cancer or what's going on.
I guess her cancer is coming back, I guess. I would take it. And she still, and she hasn't, is it going to delay her in saying who she's picked? Because she said she made the decision, but yet she still hasn't said anything. So.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Another thing they drag out. So what else happened?
But it was so weird because, I mean, everything with Justin and Adrian, I mean, Lucas and Adrian, of course, happened off screen. I don't even think the proposal made the air, right? And they cut that out.
Mm-hmm. It's
oh, did they?
When they do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't even show it on screen. It was kind of weird. So, yeah, so... JJ discovers his sister's alive and living in the attic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Abigail.
He discover her, or did Jennifer finally tell him?
No.
JJ found her.
Oh.
Walked in. He was looking for a toy for Adrian, or the little girl.
Ariana,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he walked in on her and completely stalked her, of course. Then he was mad at Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
you know, his mom for not telling her. And then Jennifer finds out that Laura knew. That Laura was in on it. And I have to admit, that's the worst thing to know that your child is dead. And why they couldn't tell Jennifer, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I know Abigail needs, like, somebody needs to smack her upside the head and say, hey, you know? It's like, just every time they say, tell Chad, why don't you, and everybody's telling her that, Jennifer, and JJ, you know, just, oh, but he moved on with, well, yeah, you're letting him move on with Gabby.
Because he thinks
you're
dead.
You know, the longer. Yeah, she thinks you're dead, and the longer that you don't tell him that you're alive, the closer he's going to get to, you know, catch a clue.
That's how folks work.
I know. It's like,
you know, you got a million, or
yeah, I guess you are.
To lose.
You are losing your mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Up with that.
You're proving it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jennifer was really upset with Laura, and you know she stormed off. But then they made up. But I have to see. Yeah, I think I would be upset. My mother would tell me that my daughter was alive. So she had every right to be upset. But yeah, it's like, come on. And I honestly, I'm kind of really liking Chad and Gabby. Is anybody else like the two of them?
Yeah,
together.
The scenes that I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess what it is because we knew with Kate Manzi's been gone so long, and I really did like Chad and Abby, but we don't know with this chemistry. We haven't seen them together.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't put in this new actress with Chad. So I don't know. Although she's okay. She's doing a good job, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to come about, like if Chad's just going to discover her, or if she, and how is Chad going to react to her? Like, he could be upset with her for doing that, but I don't know. Be interesting to see. And it's going to be upset with Andre, because Andre was in on the whole thing, too. So that should be interesting how he reacts to Andre. So,
Well,
so what did you guys think
some
about
sort of way
that?
To...
Oh, yeah.
Explain it.
Yeah, to his advantage somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so what do you guys think about Marcy Miller? Do you like her so far?
Yeah, I do. I think so.
I think it's just kind of an annoying part of the storyline right now. I think she's good. I just think it's just that, you know, we're kind of moving in on Nicole baby rubber belly bumper repetitiveness in a storyline,
yeah.
You know? And so I think that's what's annoying about it, but I think she's good. I just think that, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's the, you know, just from what I've seen, and I haven't even seen every episode, but just the, you know, oh, wringing her hands that, you know, oh, he's moved on. Well, get your butt over there before he does move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and she is portraying a girl that's going through, like, problems like that with mental issues.
Yeah.
With the baby, too, when Thomas started crying, she got really upset. Like, oh, how do I stop him from crying? And like, see, I'm not going to be able to take care of him. And Jennifer kind of, like, talked her down and stuff. And and she's been really good. She's had some good scenes with Andre. Her and Andre have a good chemistry. She's kind of grateful to Andre, and there's kind of like a bond there, like, because he helped her.
Because
it showed in the flashback that she came back to the mansion and he discovered her and kind of more or less kept her secret, and she asked him to please help her, you know, hide or whatever to get away and stuff, and then I guess he's the one that came up with that plane thing idea, and then she went and stayed with Laura. But so they've had some pretty good scenes together.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But
they're
going to
wait.
They waited a good amount of time.
Chad and Gabby are in love and moving on and buying
a
house.
That's what's going to happen. Right. That's why they're. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They'll be at the altar, and she'll wake up. He's alive. There they go. So there'll be another wedding.
We'll be like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Yeah, but JJ's trying to make, and then all the whole JJ thing now with, he tried to, you know, he's getting back with Gabby's giving him another chance. So they go up to the room in the Salem Inn. He has everything all night. They start making love, and all of a sudden he gets these flashbacks of this girl that he was with. The one night stand.
No.
And so he had to stop, you know, he couldn't go on.
Oh dear.
And so she, you know, and he's being honest with her. He's telling her this is what happened. I'm having these fun. She says, "You mean now? You're thinking of that now when you're with me?"
Oh jeez.
I said, JJ, I don't know where all that's going. So that's not a good thing. She might go right back to Chad.
Yeah. Maybe, JJ, this isn't the time to be completely honest.
Honest.
Your timing is a little bit off.
Yeah,
TMI.
TMI, yes. Sometimes that's just too much. Then he had some good scenes with Kate. Well, Kate's kind of like his mother in a way, you know. And she was, I guess, and he's
Chad?
More or less said to her that he's, you know, that he's kind of, he didn't think that he could have feelings again for someone else this soon or whatever, but I guess he said he is.
She was saying that she had noticed that she's like, well, it's obvious, you know.
Yeah.
But,
I don't think the Dave's writers are helping Marcy Miller too much with this writing, but she's just, I mean, yeah, and she's telling people she's better now, but she's willing to live in her mother's attic. She's telling her mother to come bring her baby over. And the baby was just there for Thanksgiving and the baby's first birthday, and she's sitting there just kind of watching everybody from the stairs. I mean,
she's probably not really completely better.
She doesn't seem to be. She's not playing it like she's completely better.
Mm-hmm.
Although she says she's better. She got help, but...
really is afraid. Maybe she knows that she's not, and she's afraid that she really won't be a good, you know, I don't know.
And I think she's afraid that Chad's going to be upset with her for doing it, for making him think that she was dead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she senses that he's, you know, that he has feelings for Gabby now because she's seen them together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Complicated.
Yes. Another triangle. Yes. All the many triangles. And then we have Brady mourning Teresa leaving. And that is a whole argument with
curiosity.
Did you guys
hear she already wants to come back? Jen Lilly's already talked. I heard that she's wanting to come back already.
already? Why the heck did she leave in the first place then?
I don't know. I don't know what's behind all that.
Yeah, because that was gut wrench. I mean, oh God, they had me all up. I felt the, you know, that was. They did really.
Yeah.
She really had some. She did a really good job.
Oh yeah,
acting
did.
It. She has really, really impressed me, and I really like Teresa and Brady. You know, I was just,
They grew on me. They grew on me.
Yeah,
finally.
And I said no,
took me
no,
a long
she's
time.
Leaving. Yeah, and it was just the stupidest reason, you know, with this guy and this drug cartel. And he's even bigger than Victor. Come on. Between Victor and the Damaras, you mean they couldn't have, you know, I don't know. So, but yeah, well, maybe she will come back because they kind of left that door open that she was supposed to, you know, and Shane's supposed to be helping her try to get proof on this guy so they can, you know, that she can come back.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
and of
so
course, at that time, Brady will have moved on with someone.
Of course.
I don't know who.
You can't leave the best bear chest. The best bear chest, notice I said, in Salem. You can't leave that alone for long.
Then we have Eric come. I guess Eric will be coming back. He's not back yet. He's coming back.
Yay.
So. And I don't know what is Nicole going to go back with him? Is she going to stick with Deimos? I don't know. That'll be interesting. So.
Yeah.
And when will Chloe tell Nicole that it's Daniel and her baby? You know, that'll probably drag on for a while.
Oh, boy.
Did I hear the spoiler somewhere that Deimos kidnaps Philip or something? Because he feels he knows something. I don't know. I just read that somewhere. I don't know how true that is. That's something that's coming up. Of course, we know he's leaving. Philip's leaving somehow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And he'll be gone. I don't know how he's being written out. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was such a weird Thanksgiving. Oh, we had the Bradys go into those graves, Kim, Roman, and Kayla, and that was nice.
Well, the brothers, that was nice,
yeah. I went to see Kim more with her grandson. Basically, she only had him for like a few seconds when Teresa was there. So I thought that was kind of odd. She needed to see her grandson actually on Thanksgiving. But, so, so they had the Brady Thanksgiving at the pub without Caroline.
Yeah,
they kind of need to do something now. I mean, I can't remember the last time she was on.
Yeah, she's still upstairs. But she's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even think they meant, did they even mention her? I don't even think they mentioned her, did they?
No.
Yeah,
or did they?
So.
Or maybe she, I don't think so. Because how are you going to explain that she's not there? Or they could say she was sick and was up in bed or something. I guess they could have said that. And then Abe was there with Valerie, who Theo still doesn't like. Although I kind of like her, but I guess she probably has some kind of past, I guess, that'll be coming up. I don't know.
Her
son got cast. So,
because she was talking to her son. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Jade is leaving. The actress who plays Jade.
Really?
I saw that. Yeah. She's supposed to be leaving. So because now she's supposed to be pregnant. I don't know.
Oh.
Or maybe she really is. Oh, they said she is pregnant. I don't know. So I don't know what's going to go on there. But
yeah.
And there was some cute Steve and Kayla stuff again.
They were so cute, making out on the couch and just talking, talking about how they were getting back together and glad to be back together.
Mm-hmm.
They still look so good together. Man, they've kept it, you know, they've kept it going, man.
And then, what's her face? And Jade announced she was pregnant, and Kayla got it confirmed.
Oh, okay, so they confirm it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is so
bizarre because they recasted Jade, apparently, but they kept Joey, which makes no sense at all whatsoever.
Oh, they're recasting Jade.
Really? Yeah, because she can act and he can't.
That's
true. Yeah,
she's
good.
She actually can, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really odd, huh? Very strange. Has the recast shown up yet?
No.
No.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't think I've seen it. Oh.
Well, they're so far ahead. Although they haven't, what they're off for, like 6 weeks at least? I think about 6 weeks.
More than that, at
off
least.
All this month or more.
Couple
yeah, into,
months.
Like
yeah,
next,
altogether.
Yeah, into January.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not feeling it, so. Maybe that'll catch them up, you know, that they won't be so far ahead.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice if they
really
figure out. Let's see.
Yeah. So. What else?
And then what was the whole Damus? Was Damus didn't seem to be enjoying Thanksgiving with the family. He said something like,
"Oh yeah,
he was talking to
he had
Eddie
a good
on
line.
The phone." He said, "Oh, I guess you're enjoying time Thanksgiving dinner with your family or something." He said, "The only thing, something about what was the line? Something about
only
the only good
thing
about being in prison was
no family
holidays or
gatherings. Yeah, no family holidays. Yeah, yeah. Well, we all know how those family holidays can be sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
That's what he said. No holidays with the family or something like that. That was the only
thing
about prison.
Yeah.
At least, yeah, that was good." That was a good line, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that family, anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And they were all getting on Brady. They were getting down on Brady because Brady was feeling, you know, he was being a jerk to Maggie and, being a jerk to everybody, but. And they were all just trying to help him, and yeah, so they kind of were all telling them all, Philip and Deimos, yeah. But.
So what is this? Does anybody know, like, what kind of quote-unquote business Eddie is running through Titan? Is it drugs or something again? Or?
Knockoff purses. That's what they found
really?
So far.
Oh.
Steven and Black Patch and John's son, Paul.
Oh, okay.
Working. That's what they found so
drugs.
Far.
I'm glad it's not
that
drugs.
Was in the thing was knockoff purses. But I don't know. I think it might be a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't look
so.
Far enough into the purses. Maybe there's something
yeah, considering
in the
who
purses.
The detectives are.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe. Yeah, I'm thinking.
Maybe there's more to it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
but
there is more
you know,
to it, but that's what they found so far.
Maybe they're weapons or something. But
yeah.
I was just kind of tired of the whole drug thing, you know, so it's like it'd be nice if it weren't something other than drugs. But yeah, I do like A. Martinez. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That some things are like a fine wine.
Yes, they get better with age. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and so Teo's in Greece. Speaking of aging well, so Teo's in Greece right
not,
now.
No. He doesn't go until he leaves New Year's Eve for Greece.
Oh, okay, because he was tweeting some things, and I thought he was there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay,
he's
cool.
Tweeting like, well, yes, he's tweeting like monastery pictures.
Oh, cool.
He's going to visit all the monasteries, and I said, I don't know, we might need to go rescue him. I think he might join the monastery, you know?
Oh, dear. I can't have that.
I said, I don't know. Are we going to get you back? So I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
So,
we
yeah. So he's going to the monastery. Yeah. So he's going to take his long robe and go join the monastery.
We don't.
No, that's something he's always wanted to do. I think he's said, I don't know how.
We don't want him to be monk, what a waste, right?
Monk, yes.
No,
but yeah, he's going, I think he was
cool.
Tweeting like other pictures, like what of where he was going. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. Okay, because I didn't catch the whole context. I just saw that he was tweeting some interesting things.
I think he's going.
He's getting
excited.
New
Year's. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they won't. Nobody will mistake him for a terrorist this time. I mean, not that they did that in Greece, but you know.
Yeah, more like, in Greece. More so, like when he's over in the Middle East,
all the height,
they do that.
I was gonna say, but with the heightened security and everything, and he has a tendency to get himself in trouble.
Oh yeah. His mouth can get him in trouble.
He's a bit of a stirrer.
Stirrer, yeah, very much so.
Anyway, back to the show.
Hoping for more Andre in the coming weeks. I think we'll be on next week.
Good.
He was off this week, but and I think he was on the week before with this one he was on with
because he's on with I saw him with Abigail
and Chad.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Abigail and Chad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when he had on the leather jacket and the scarf.
Oh.
And his scarf, mm-hmm. The scarf was getting all kinds of comments on Twitter and different places. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he was on with, I think it was Chad and Abigail.
Yeah.
And then we had, I just happened to think of Hope in prison and Rafe trying to get her out. And then she met somebody in prison. We have Hattie's back, but it's
who?
Actually Marlena. Hattie. Remember Hattie?
Oh, yeah.
Was she in the scheme with Stefano to impersonate Marlena? I was trying to remember that storyline. But that was really her sister at the time, right? That played Hattie.
Yeah, it was played by her sister. Yeah,
played by her sister. But this time it's Deidre Hall playing playing Hattie, and she's in prison and runs into Hope.
Helpful.
So, yeah,
that should be interesting.
And then these two women are giving Hope trouble. So I don't know.
Mm.
Hattie's probably going to be her protector, I guess.
Oh boy.
You know, and you know what she wants? You know what she wants in exchange for protection, for protecting Hope? She wants when she gets out for Hope to fix her up with Mr. Roman, she said. I want you to get me with Mr. Roman.
Oh, how funny.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, oh, God.
Mr. Roman.
Mr. Roman, she said. Yeah, and Mr. Roman
funny.
Needs somebody, so yeah, that could be, him and that.
That's funny.
Well, I guess Deidre's getting, she's getting a...
I'm getting some time
she's getting
on
a
screen.
Lot of, she might have more on-screen time than Marlena does.
And would that really be so bad? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because we're at the point now where John's gone because of this is the part where...
Oh yeah.
All this now is where Jake had his accident and
that's right.
I mean, he's back now, but I think he didn't come back till September. So now what we're seeing now is he's just explained he's away. They don't really don't say anything, but it's fun that he's been off.
Well, it's good that she got some story, considering that otherwise she might have been off screen that whole time,
Right. Right.
Oh, and we didn't mention at the beginning of the hour, the diva had a birthday this week, so happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
We were talking about it before we came on, but Carrie, I'm glad you had a nice birthday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. So good deal. So yes, that was this week, so we had that to celebrate.
Yeah, I worked my last two birthdays, so this year fell on my day off, and I made sure I had the day off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I went out and had some wings with my boys, and it was fun. We had a good time.
I was happy for you. So happy birthday.
Thanks. Thank you.
Let's see.
Taylor's birthday coming up too.
Oh, that's right. The 13th.
Oh, yeah. The 15th, and my husband's birthday is the 14th of December.
And I bet you don't treat him nearly as nice as you do Mateo.
Yeah. So, like, one birthday, then the other birthday. Yeah, his birthday's the 15th. Bernie's is the 14th. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get them confused? I mean, the birthdays, not the men.
The birthday.
Oh,
God.
I'm so bad. So anyway, sorry, that was off topic, but I wanted to be sure to mention that. But let's see, I'm trying to think. So was there something else that
was going on? Storylines?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Or
oh,
in the news?
Well, not on the show, but shout out to Angela if she's listening. I don't know. I haven't been on the last few times, so I'm not sure if she's been on, but missing Angela. And, I don't know if Jen's in the chat room, but shout out to her if she's listening. But I don't know. I can't think of anything else story-wise. I'm looking forward to this week. I think it's this week coming up that Kate, you know, because Kate had lung cancer several years ago. And I'm looking forward to the fact that Kate somehow helps Adrian, or they, or somehow is a support to her.
Oh, really? Because she didn't care for Adrian. Yeah.
I know, but
Kate
somehow
doesn't care
rather,
for too many. But
the cancer, yeah. I know, but somehow we get to see a softer side of Kate.
By her.
And and apparently, was Kate in a scene with Thomas this week, or the baby? Someone was saying we can always kind of tell when Kate's in scenes with
can't
small
remember.
Children. We say Kate with small children. Kate with small children, because a little bit of Laura and Lee comes out. It's so cute. It's just so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard that she was in a scene with Thomas or saw Thomas or something, and the way she smiled or something. But anyway, I haven't gotten to that episode yet, but I'm hoping to. But anyway, but this week, supposedly she helps out with Adrian's, you know, helps support Adrian. And I think that'll be cool, because whenever you see that softer side of Kate, it's just so, I don't know, that's just like my favorite character, of course. But I just love seeing that, you know, she can be a badass, but she can also, she also does have a heart, you know. And so I'm looking forward to that. And then also what's kind of cool is that, you know, it's like, it's nice to have the women on the show, like, you know, they've tried, I think since Dina's been back, she's tried to have a few more of the friendships and stuff, but, you know, we don't really see a lot of that, you know, so it's kind of nice when the women are there to support each other and sort of be friends and stuff, so, anyway, I don't know, just my opinion, but.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
So, Dave's has been pretty good. So far, with Dina Higley coming back and Ryan Kwan, I mean, they.
And I think with Ryan
Kwan, the writing's been good.
The
shows has been good.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I think so, too. At least the shows that I've seen, you know, they've been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all those years we bashed Dina Higley. But, you know,
so
also
far.
Goes to show you, you don't know what other powers that be are making decisions too. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like I thought she did an excellent job with the umbrella story with the baby, was it Sydney? I don't know. But there was a lot of repetitiveness within that story. You know, there was a lot of repetitive dialogue and stuff because of them stretching it out for so long. But she does really do a good job with umbrella stories, but, you know, gradually bringing more and more people under the umbrella, you know, expanding the story. And I think with Ryan Kwan also to balance things out too, because even though he's, you know, younger and it's his first attempt at co-writing, co-head writer, he's been, held just about every role in the writing department that he could have before he got to this point. And he's been with Dave for a long time. And before that he was a fan. And so he knows the history of these characters. He knows the stories and stuff. And Dina does too, to a degree, but it's nice because it's like Ryan's actually really a fan of the show, you know, so that's cool, I think, so, too. So, I don't know. And I think, too, I'm glad they're exploring some of the psychological stuff, you know, because we had always said with Abigail, like she did the crazy thing with Austin at that point, one point, but we always thought, gosh, this is kind of a lost opportunity because it's like a lot of times mental illness skips a generation. And so even though, Jennifer's fairly normal and all for soap opera world, you know, to have one of her kids go off the rails would be, and not go off the rails, but, you know, have problems would be an interesting story to tell because it does affect so many people around the country, you know, and stuff. So,
but now Laura's going to be fine. You know what I mean? Whatever she went through back in the early days, now she seems to be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so you know.
they kind of dropped that whole Jennifer addicted storyline. Yeah. Like, and it
that's
it takes,
kind of a shame.
When somebody goes through that, it's like it's that you don't recover like that, you know.
Right. Oh yeah, that's true. I wish they hadn't done that part, but I mean, because
it
just
doesn't
they did
seem like they're even
the story,
dealing
but
with that anymore.
Yeah.
But
well, maybe it'll come back. You never know.
It could.
They might
have
backburnered it because that happens too, where people think they've got it, you know, licked and then it comes back and stuff. So, you know, you never know. But anyway, so that's all I got, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying
anything
to think
else?
We covered all the stories, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, until.
Or what's coming up or any other
Carrie?
New different news that's out there about anybody? I don't know.
Not really.
No.
What? Well, we're all going to start yawning soon.
I think we all have been.
I think I heard a few, and I know I was yawning.
I think we have,
started,
yeah.
So we're getting old.
Oh, we're just, isn't that true? This is a sorry group. Oh, whatever. Hey.
Diva of Golden Girls.
Yeah, I was going to say. How many years has this been now? I'm just like, I've lost count. It's been a while.
It's going to be almost 8 years, I think, in January.
Wow, that's great, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy because that doesn't happen very often in this business. So it's really so nice to be with you guys, you ladies, and it's been so fun. And so I'm glad we could all be here tonight.
That hasn't been happening
through,
a lot.
Our lives have all gone through a lot of things, like the sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives.
Days of our lives. Yeah. That's my ringtone now. Actually, a couple weeks ago, I'm playing around. Nerd
alert.
Down, like, oh, there's that. Yeah. So now it's like, and now when it starts playing, I'm there. I'm not thinking that's my phone. You know, it's like, okay.
You're like, oh,
because it plays the hourglass, and it actually, you know, McDonald Carey comes on and says,
oh,
like,
that's cool.
Through the hourglass. So, yeah.
Wow. So you just
plays
did you
the
find that?
Song.
It was just in ringtone.
Yeah, it was
from
that Zedge or whatever it's called.
Oh,
Zedge.
Okay. Cool.
It's a thing. And it's all.
That's
I mean,
cool.
You can see every ringtone imaginable.
Probably get
there.
Anyone.
Days
yeah,
of
anything,
our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There for
yeah.
a while, my ringtone was when I recorded Teo saying, hello, Anna. Hello, Anna.
Oh, Anna. Anna.
Like Anna was Tony and Anna was Andre.
Yeah. Anna.
Oh, the naughty and the. Well, anyway, how about I digress? All right, back to Yanni. Oh, well, I'm glad you had a great birthday this week, Carrie. And
thanks.
Hopefully, we'll have. All have nice holidays and coming up.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah, that's coming up too quick.
It is.
Yeah. We're going to have a nice Thanksgiving. That went quick, too.
Oh, yeah.
It
did go quick, but that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay,
guys.
All right. See everybody next week.
Okay, take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.